Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg, dictating endoscopy report on Julia Romero, date of birth 6-7-1963. Date of procedure is November 1st, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg. Referring physician is Dr. Kenneth Biagi. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, spot tattoo, comma, cold biopsies. Number two, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Indication, GERD, comma, dyspepsia, comma, diarrhea, comma, change in bowel habits, comma, screening for colon cancer, description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient, period. Patients brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated, or superior anesthesia service, monitored anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus, advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination was made in the duodenum bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period. A retrospective view was obtained of the cardiac air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period. A digital rectal exam was normal. While a lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, period. The TI was evaluated and appeared in a remarkable period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was good. The Boston bowel prep score was 8-3-3-2, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings, EGD, number one, unremarkable upper and mid esophagus, Z-line, regular at 35 centimeters from the bite block. There was evidence of LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis. This was biopsied for histology. Next line, there was two gastric body polyps, approximately 5 millimeters in size, both removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was gastric antral erythema and erosions that were both biopsied for histology to rule out H. pylori. The gastric body was biopsied separately to rule out H. pylori as well. Next line, unremarkable duodenum to D2, comma, unremarkable ampulla. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, colon, number one. Right transverse and left biopsies were obtained to rule out microscopic colitis. There was an approximately 5 millimeter ascending colon polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a large lobulated sessile polyp spanning the fold in the transverse colon / splenic flexure that was not removed. Biopsies were taken of the polyp, and tattoo was placed distally to the polyp for marking. There was a diminutive sigmoid colon polyp that appeared hyperplastic. This was biopsied. This was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. We'll plan for pantoprazole 40 milligrams twice a day, 30 minutes before breakfast and dinner for 8 weeks. Then every day following, we'll repeat endoscopy in 2 months for reevaluation of LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll refer to CARE for EMR of the large polyp. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.